Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers are getting set for game two of a three-game set against the Blue Wahoos. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined for today's pregame interview by the guy who was the final pitcher out of the pen last night in Will Childers. Chili, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on, Javik. I appreciate it.
How exciting was it yesterday? It's your first double-A opening day and coming in to pitch as well.
Yeah, man, it was exciting. I know along with me and myself and the rest of the group, we were really excited, you know, to finally be out here and get it going. Get pretty eager at the end of spring training, so it felt real fun to come out here and play a real competitive game yesterday.
Yeah, how weird is it to go from spring training where you're there for about 6 weeks to 2 months of games that don't count and then finally getting to play a game yesterday that actually counts for the stats?
Yeah, man, it feels good. You know, you put all, obviously, the hard work in the offseason, and then you have those 6 weeks out in AZ with the coaches and staff and kind of get a plan together and attack some weaknesses in. So it's just really nice to come out here and actually put to work what you've been working on.
Talking about putting to work what you've been working on, we talked about it when we were walking into the dugout to do this interview. Last year, your fastball was mid-90s. Last night, your final pitch was 97, and you've been up to almost 99 on your fastball. How exciting has it been to watch that progress, and how good does it feel to start seeing those high nines up on the scoreboard?
Yeah, man, that's been real fun. Kind of like you said, we were talking about it coming to the dugout. I was lucky enough to be selected to go play in the fall league this past fall. So kind of figured some stuff out there velo-wise, nothing crazy, just some small mechanical adjustments. And, yeah, it's been great, man. Arm feels good, so it's been exciting to see some higher numbers up there for sure.
If you can get into it, what were the specifics on the mechanical side of using your body more to generate that extra velocity?
Yeah, no doubt. Worked with Paul Moeller a lot this fall, kind of like I was saying, and then throughout the windup last year, now I'm predominantly stretched, so I think just getting more consistent in that and just being through my target has helped me a whole bunch, and that just trying to be my back hip overall. But nothing crazy, but I think just the overall adjustment to being stretch only has been more consistent for my delivery.
How much has stretch only calmed you down there off the mound and created more consistency of not having to move how you're throwing when a guy gets on base?
Yeah, so just kind of like I was saying, is being more consistent in this, like, you know, a lot of your most important pitches in a game are out of the stretch with guys on in high leverage situations. So really just finding comfortability in that's been a huge key.
You talked about the fall league. You are a proud former Javelina. What was that experience like?
Man, that was awesome. It was great. I was with Merkel, Manfredi, Burchard, Wilkin, and some other guys, Ramon as well. And it was just a great experience, man. It was a lot of fun. It was a laid-back atmosphere, but also uber competitive. Got to meet some guys. Kemp Alderman, he's actually on the Wahoos this week. We became good buddies. So it was good to establish those relationships with the guys from other teams as well.
Now, with those relationships, it's guys you're going to be playing against this year. Does it add a little extra oomph now that you know a little bit more than just the name and the number of the guy you're facing?
Oh, 100%. No doubt on that. I think it's honestly a lot of fun, I think. I mean, obviously, every guy here is talented, but it's super fun to know a guy, step in the box, and kind of have that 1v1 personal battle.
Opening day yesterday, you've had a couple of them throughout your pro career now, a lot of them at college at Georgia. Do you have a favorite opening day memory?
You know, yesterday was pretty great because last year was like my first opening day on time because of injuries and stuff in the past. So really these last two have been great. And then obviously in college, I was super happy to be a Bulldog and wear red and black. So those opening days were pretty special to me all around too. So off the rip, no, couldn't tell you a favorite moment. Just really just excited to be with a group of guys that I'm in year by year. So it's been good.
How about that bullpen? It's a good mix of youth and experience throughout this clubhouse, but the bullpen especially, it's a group of guys, you included, that have been able to gel together back half of last season through spring training and now into this season.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Definitely a great group of guys, like you mentioned, you know, guys like Justin Yeager, who, you know, you see him do his work day by day, kind of guy that sets the tone. You know, a guy's been around a little bit, and you see his success. So seeing how he goes about his business, that's great. And then also, like, some younger guys, like you said. And we've kind of all been together throughout the system. But then this year, like, got some guys returning. So already had a solidified core. And then all the new guys that are here, we've gelled really well.
How much does that help each of you get better to have that solidified core down there in the pen?
No doubt. Just to keep it loose, you know, in a good way. I think, you know, like, kind of like we've been talking about last spring, like just having fun with it. I feel like that's when me, myself, and others compete at their best, when you're loose and relaxed. And I think that's been a big key of it, to keeping it loose down there in the best way possible.
Off the field this offseason, a little bit of rest for you. What was the best thing you did this offseason?
Best thing I did, I mean, pretty simple answer here, man. Being at home in Augusta was awesome. Got to be back at my dad's local baseball facility and just being around him and some younger kids and getting to talk ball a little bit with him and try to share any knowledge that I feel like I have. Really enjoyed that. Got to watch some good football games. Big football fan, so that was fun as well. But, yeah, really that, just being at home, man, enjoying some time with some family and friends. It was good to see those faces again.
What was it like getting to pass down some of your knowledge and coaching some of the younger kids?
It was fun. You know, I think it helped me a lot, you know, just actually verbalizing some thoughts I had in my head and then getting feedback from their views, which a lot of times were simple, which is, I think, something I stray away from. A lot of guys, we tend to make things complicated, so kind of keeping it simple and to hear feedback was really nice.
Is Coach Will running any fun drills down there at the facility?
Nothing crazy. Shout out to Nick Merkel and TJ Shook, actually, former Shook. Did some UDarvish drills with some younger kids this year, so yeah, that was a good one.
What's the UDarvish drill?
Basically, it's like a hinge pattern, kind of. You just incorporate in the throwing program, so I got to throw that one around a little bit, so that was fun.
Well, there we go. So we got a bunch of mini UDarvishes coming out of Augusta. We know exactly who's the reason why, right?
100%, yes. A lot of talent coming out of Augusta these next couple years, no doubt.
We'll appreciate the time. Thanks so much, as always.
No problem, man. Thanks, Jay.
We're back after this in the Shockers Radio Network.